12 plays, 72 yards, 7 minutes and 22 seconds of the third quarter, down 17-7 in Melbourne, and the Rams have it second and 3 at the San Francisco 3. Kieran Williams gets one. Third and 2, Stafford throws short left to Puka Nacua, and D'Amador Lenoir stops him at the 1. Fourth and 1, Stafford keeps it behind the right guard and does not get there. The replay official looked, and the ruling stood. That was the Rams' night, the longest drive of the game by the clock, and it ended 1 yard short with 3:46 left in the third. San Francisco then went 99 yards in 11 plays, and a 10-point game was a 17-point game with 13 minutes to play. Final, 27-7, at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Start with the passing offense because it is the unit this team is built on, and it was the worst unit on the field. 28 pass plays, and they cost the Rams 11 expected points. Expected points added is what a snap was worth given the down, the distance, and the field position. For an offense, a negative number means the plays left the team worse off than before it ran them. 10 of the 28 were successful. 168 yards, no touchdowns, one interception, and no sacks, though the play-by-play logs 8 hits on the quarterback. The two throws that moved the field both went to Nacua, 41 yards deep right on second and 2 with a minute and a half left in the first quarter, to the San Francisco 8, which set up the only touchdown. 23 yards deep middle on second and 5 in the third to the 19, on the drive that died at the 1. Take those two throws out and the passing game was 26 plays for 104 yards. The interception was 3rd and 10 from the San Francisco 35, 9 minutes left in the second quarter, Rams up 7-3, Stafford deep right for Nacua, intercepted by Renardo Green at the 14. 2 snaps earlier, by win probability, Los Angeles had been a 73% favorite, the high point of its night. The Rams did not score again. The run game was the good half, and it was good for about a half. 28 rushing plays, 123 yards, 1 touchdown, Kieran Williams up the middle from the 5, first play of the second quarter, for the 7-3 lead. In the first half, it was 13 rushes for 73 yards and plus 4 expected points. Blake Corum's 4 straight carries to open the drive after the Kittle interception went 5, 10, 6, and 13 yards. In the second half, it was 15 rushes for 50 yards, and that includes the sneak at the 1, and Ronnie Rivers being tackled at the 13 with 14 seconds left. The offense finished with 13 first downs by runner pass, 2 of 9 on third down, and 9 snaps inside the San Francisco 20 for 1 touchdown. The defense was on the field for 64 pass and run snaps and allowed 379 yards, and the number that should sit with you is on the ground. 30 rushing plays for 174 yards, 17 of them successful, plus 6.5 expected points for the Niners' run game. San Francisco converted 7 of 12 third downs. The pass defense did get the ball once, Quentin Lake intercepting a short throw for George Kittle at the Los Angeles 31, 1st and 10, 12 minutes left in the second, and allowed 205 yards and 3 touchdowns on 34 pass plays. The one that hurt came one possession after Lake's interception, right after Green had taken the ball back. 2nd and 6 from the Los Angeles 39, 4:35 left in the half, Purdy deep middle to Demarcus Robinson for 39, and the lead. 12 points of win probability on one throw, the biggest swing in the game, 2 more in the ledger. Deebo Samuel returned the second half kickoff 45 yards to the San Francisco 49, and the Niners scored 7 plays later. And Los Angeles went for it on 4th down 3 times and made 1. A 5-yard Rivers run with 2 minutes left, and the game decided. Now the part where a Week 1 episode has to be honest about what it is. Most of the league has not played, so there is no this week comparison to make. What there is last year. In 2025, this offense finished 2nd in the league in expected points per play, 1st in success rate and 2nd in explosive play rate, and it won 12 games. On Thursday, it produced 7 points and a 36% success rate through the air against a defense that finished 24th in expected points allowed a year ago. The defense finished 9th last season. On Thursday, it allowed 174 on the ground to an offense that ranked 21st running the ball. Both of those are one game against a division opponent that knows this team as well as anyone, and one game does not move a season's rank. But the question the next month has to answer is not whether the offense is still good. It is what this offense looks like when the deep throw to Nacua is not there. Because on Thursday, the answer was 2 of 9 on third down. Los Angeles is home to the Giants on Monday the 21st. watch the third downs, and watch whether the run game holds up for four quarters in that order. That's your Rams. Every game, by the numbers. This is Muffed. We do the same deep dive for all 32 teams. Follow the Rams show wherever you're listening, so next week's recap lands the moment it's out. No theater, just the football. And if you play fantasy, there's a Muffed show built around your exact roster, free at muffed.ai, data via NFL Verse.